the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets at Jack Wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Monday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Of course, we're clutching tickets in hand because we're hoping on a smooth ride aboard the Honk Honk Plus. Plus one or odds or greater is a requirement, Lundy. I lost my shirt over the weekend in the National Football League. College basketball has been oh so kind to me. So thankfully, recuperating some of those units lost in another sport. So I try to chip away at my enormous deficit, my friend, and give me a plus money winner. What do you got?
Let's go to the anytime touchdown market for tonight, Brad, and let's go to a tight end that is number two amongst all tight ends in red zone targets, and that is Jake Ferguson. Oh, yes, The man finds his way into the line of sight of Dak Prescott when they are down there in the red zone. 14 red zone targets, 10 receptions, according to Player Profiler, and so this is a guy that when they get down into the red zone, that's where Dak's looking. And if Vegas decides to try to stack the box, oh, look at that little tight end right over there. Bam. That's what I'm hoping for. And I'll take it at a plus 160 over at Caesars.
I mean, Dak is a minus 220 at BetMGM on the over 1.5 passing touchdown. So he's going to throw the rock to somebody. Watch. It'll be like Flournoy or Turpin for a pair of air strikes. All right, I'm going to go with what should be the main man vertically for the Dak attack, CeeDee Lamb. And race to 60 yards. That's a great way to kind of, you know, play an alternative line. If you feel that he is going to come close to his over. On the standard of receiving yards prop, that's at 88.5 now. It opened at 86.5, so it's climbing northward. Chances are he is going to be the first guy to get to the big 6-0. Now, the only other couple of players I think that are going to push him to reach this threshold, of course, Brock Bowers of the Las Vegas Raiders, and to his tag team partner there, and George Pickens, who is a big play catch machine. But I think Lamb, he's a volume accumulator. I think he will get there in the bitter end. You look at Vegas, their primary weakness on the back end defensively, that is a unit, middle of pack and drop back EPA defense. In fact, they're at number 21 in that category. And CeeDee Lamb is seeing a lion's share of the overall target volume there in big or slash little D's. But all together, give me CeeDee Lamb, race to 60 yards, meaning he's got to be the first receiver to hit the big 6-0, does so. Ooh, cool, plus 152 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another Monday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero Cinco here on the countdown. Let's go ahead and pick up Tyler Lockett and put him in our pocket. And hopefully he's going to be making some greenbacks and stuff in that part of our pants. So I'm going to take the over on 27.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 there at BetMGM. Lockett just joined Viva Las Vegas here of late, and a guy immediately thrown in the mix and building up an instant chemistry with Geno Smith. You look at what he did last week, 27 routes run, had 6 targets, 5 grabs for 44 yards. And it was quick and early strikes in that game against your Denver Broncos. You look at Dallas, and we know what their shortcoming is. It's playing pass defense, which they really haven't done much of this entire year. Number 30 entering the night in drop back EPA defense. So 20, that's right, 20 wide receivers have reached at least 28 yards against this unit. And you look at his matchup there. In the defensive backfield for Dallas, the slot DB primarily getting about an 87% catch rate. So you put all together, I kind of like this matchup for Tyler Lockett. And bonus time, Lundy. I think he's going to get this pretty early in the game. So in a contest with a total right around 50, which leans into a pew, 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 potential shootout affair, I say Tyler Lockett makes me some loonies on the over 27.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 there at BetMGM. Lundy. Fair to follow?
Well, I'll follow on this one. Obviously, you just talked about what happened when he went from Tennessee to Vegas and finding that chemistry with Geno Smith immediately. The six targets, the five grabs, 44 yards in that just absolute god-awful Thursday night game that we were all tortured by. So, I think this is a guy that's going to continue to be a part of this Vegas offense. And if you're going to get the 27.5, I mean, I think he's going north of 30, maybe even 35, Brad. I think you're right. I think he's going to hit this early.
Ooh, break out a stepladder? Oh, twist my arm, good sir.
Number four.
Numero Quattro, the Monday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's work at the same game parlay and get a little BB seduced by the juice, plus money on the board as a result. So on the SGP, give me Geno Smith, 200-plus pass yards, and give me Geno Smith to throw an interception, which he's normally good for. I put those hands together, plus 105, available there at BetMGM. On the INT side of things, Geno has been a magnet for turnovers. He's got 12 INTs in 9 games this season. He has thrown a pick in 7 of 9 contests, and he is number 9 error of the week in interceptable passes, as tracked there at playerprofiler.com. Now, he's only gone over 200 yards through the air, just a quattro. That is a 4-pack of times. But again, what is the shortcoming of Dallas? It is on the back end defensively. They have been bombarded early and often, and he's got Brock Bowers healthy and springy and spry, looking damn good. Trey Tucker can beat you downfield. Tyler Lock can get it done in variable ways. The Arsenal is, it's not a corrupt unit overall. And you look at Dallas again, number 30 in dropback EPA defense, giving up 8.21 pass yards per attempt, 271.8 pass yards per game. 6 quarterbacks have gotten to at least 200 yards against them. And on top of that, too, Dallas has actually got a pick in 3 of their last 4 games. So put it all together, Lundy. Numero Quattro in the countdown. Geno Smith, 200-plus pass yards. Geno Smith for an INT all together, plus 105 there at BetMGM. Savvy way to get the plus territory, Lundy. Better follow.
You're flirting with disaster here with that 200 passing yards. That's the problem. It's just because of him trying to be able to get to that number. You're right. Dallas is susceptible. He should be able to get up above 200, but would anybody be surprised if he finished at like a 185? I wouldn't at all, because I could totally see that winding up happening. But I think they're going to be playing from behind. That's usually what Vegas is doing. That means he's going to have to throw it. Could be some little dump offs. You might get some receiving yards out of Ashton Gentry, somebody like that. But this is a sexy way to get plus odds. I see you chasing that bank account.
Of course, man. I'm in a hole. I got to climb out of it.
Number 3.
All right, Numero Tres here, the Fade 5 Countdown. Yeah, again, since I'm playing with negative territory and units, I got to get more plus money out there. So let's get another anytime touchdown. Again, as I already said, Dak Prescott is minus 220 on the over 1.5 passing touchdown. So a pair of air strikes he's probably going to connect with, hopefully for Lundy and Jake Ferguson for one, and hopefully for my guy in number 2. Sadly, though, Lundy, I saw the BetMGM email this morning that I received. This is the most bet player prop in the game tonight, so I'm really screwed, but I'll give you the reasons why I like it. CeeDee Lamb, anytime touchdown at plus 110 there at BetMGM. Now, Lamb has only got 4 red zone targets this season. Remember, he missed a few games due to injury, so don't really want to knock him for that. He's still seeing a voluminous target share overall. And you look at Viva Las Vegas, number 21 in dropback EPA defense. They're going to have 10 touchdowns in 9 games to the wide receiver position. I'm probably going to see a lot of Porter in coverage. And Porter's only given up 1 touchdown to his assignment this year. And Lamb has only got 1 touchdown in 5 games. But this is what you call, Lundy, a TYG special. Trust your gut. I'm going to go with CeeDee Lamb anytime touchdown plus 110 at BetMGM. Like the rest of America, you should probably fade the majority. Lundy, are you with the majority or the minority?
Well, that's the problem, Brad, is it's like, you know, you just said it's a TYG. How can it be a TYG when everyone has the same gut feel? That's the problem. I'll tell you what, sometimes you fade the living hell out of the public, but I know exactly why this is such a popular bet. If you're doing it at plus odds and again, correlate what you're seeing. The fact that Dak to have two passing touchdowns is so ridiculously juiced. You got to roll with the idea that he's going to get at least one of those over to CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, I pray that will be the case. I also pray that I'm going to be profitable in other sports, which you can check out at thegamingjuice.com. You jack wagons. We're up nearly 20 units already. In the world of college basketball, is a bit of a roller coaster ride. Oh, the BYU did me a solid, and that come from behind and near victory, which almost shocked the world there in Beantown. Even with Kaba Keita out of the game, he was a little bit woozy. He only played 8 minutes and he was their best interior post defender. And AJ Devonta finally showed up in the last 10 minutes of the game. They got the cover, and that really kind of turned my week around as we finish in profitable territory. As a result, you can always check out my always free and public transparent spreadsheet picks there. Lundy's always free, transparent and public spreadsheets also on the site. I already got my fantasy football rankings, a 1.0 version I'll update throughout the week. On at thegamingjuice.com. Already rolled out the quarterback flames for week 12. I'll have running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends later this week. I'm NFL top props, which I don't think I've won a single one. I went over 5. Again, it was not a good week for me. I mean, Saquon Barkley hit the over for the love of God for only the third time this season on his rush yards prop very late in the game. Oh, I'm not bitter. Not bitter at all about that. But yeah, that came through the college football forecast. I'm at Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobs. So it'll be live on the site on Thursday. Folks, you get it all. You can ask me a question as well. Click Ask Brad, and I don't charge a penny. I don't charge a dime. Go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. Then click Converse and Cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade of 5 Countdown. Oh, look at that. More plus money on the board. I love the plus money. I'm getting seduced by the juice, getting sucked in. Hit me like a tractor beam. And over here, we're going to ride a heater tonight, Lundy, because I am due. Let's go with Ash and Jenty, like numero uno on this bad boy. 3+ receptions. And I'm going to take the Cowboys just to win straight up. So that negative correlation as a result get you to plus 128. Kind of fools the algorithm there at BetMGM. You look at Dallas this season. They've allowed the nine teams, receptions to the running back position entering the week at 4.9 per game. 8 RBs have halted at least 3 catches against them. And Jenty's averaging 19 routes run per game. That's 57.6% of the snaps played. He's got an appreciable 76.7% catch rate and has gone for at least 3 receptions in 3 of his last 5 contests. I think this game is going to be high scoring. And there could be a deficit, obviously, given the shortcomings of Viva Las Vegas. So if that is the case, Jenty will be busy operating in the flat as a safety valve for Geno Smith, particularly after halftime. And hopefully Dallas, man, that's a bit of a dice roll. Speaking of Vegas, holy cow, we may lose our shirt. Bet on the Cowboys and that defense straight up on the money line. But same game parlay, Lundy, numero dos to the countdown, Jenty. 3+ receptions, Cowboys, money line, yeehaw! At plus 128 there at BetMGM, fade or follow.
I'll tell you what, man, weird things are likely to happen. So here's the thing. I love the Ashton Jenty leg. We might see some weird shit in Vegas tonight, Brad. That's all I'm saying, okay? So I'm actually not going to do something that involves Dallas on the money line. Sorry. I'm not. I mean, look, I was in the stands last night. Yesterday afternoon. It's part of the reason why I have no voice right now from yelling at the officials in the Chiefs-Broncos game. Weird stuff. Like, you could have given me your money and I wouldn't have bet on the Broncos to win yesterday. So I'm just saying, weird stuff's going on, man, and I don't trust Dallas on the money line. So SGP style, sure, Love me some Ashton Jeanty with the three receptions, but I'm not touching that money line, brother. I got to fade you.
Hey, Lundy, your boy's going to get wacky. Let's go.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. I saw this immediately, and I could not believe my eyes. This is a plus 125 at BetMGM. Bar none, folks. My best bet of the board on Monday Night Football in Raiders and Cowboys, which means it's bound to lose because your boy is living in Siberia right now. But I love me the Dak attack, not with the arm, but with the legs. Give me the over. On just 3.5 rush attempts, again, at a very juicy plus 125 there at BetMGM. I want to grab this before it gets down to like plus 100. May even be at like minus money come kickoff because it's such an extraordinary value. Dak has done this in four of his last five games, folks. In fact, he's done this in three straight contests. I know Viva Las Vegas, their strength primarily, although they've been rather inconsistent here of late, has been in the trenches. Their number 14 rush EPA defense. However, they're giving up 5.4 rush attempts per game just to the quarterback position. Seven signal callers have called their own number at least four times against them this season. Yeah, they're bottom 10 in pocket pressure rate, down up the heat on just 18% of opponent dropbacks. But guess what also counts? Kneel downs. Maybe we get one, like an apostle one at the end of the first half. Could happen. Maybe Dallas somehow, some way wins this thing and we get a couple of knee downs late in the game. Could happen. None of that could happen. And he could still call his own number, number four times appropriately enough. And we cash. So my number one play on Monday Night Football, Dak Prescott, spin those wheels just four times. I'll take a couple of tush pushes. I'll do what Mark Andrews did yesterday, the fake tush push, do a pirouette and take it all the way to the damn house. I don't care. Just give me four attempts on the ground and we cash in at plus 125 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
I will follow because I passionately want you to get back into positive territory for the NFL.
Thank you.
I'm here to support you, my man. I'll roll with you on this one. Sure, why not?
Which again means I'm just going to dig the hole deeper and deeper and deeper. Hi, China. I'll see you soon. All right, Lundy, it's bonus time. Weather Monday Night Football. The NBA dropping the puck and making some bucks in your favorite sport in the National Hockey League or college basketball with a bit of a snooze available in that sport. I will have a pick in that here momentarily. Pick your poison, my man. Hopefully it won't keel over. What do you like tonight?
Let's go with a couple of things. First, in the Monday Night Football affair, we've been talking about Dak Prescott with the touchdowns. Give me the over on Geno Smith for two passing touchdowns as well. Mm-hmm. Minus 114 over at DraftKings. I do think when we look at this total and we see it rolling around the 50s, I think you're going to see some stuff happen through the air. So I will take Geno Smith for those two passing touchdowns. Again, minus 114 is what I saw over at DraftKings. Over to the ice, as you just said. Give me the over on two total points for Brad Marchand. We had him last week or week before. I can't even remember anymore. For an anytime goal, and that one cashed because he is absolutely red hot for the Florida Panthers. But instead of going for the anytime goal, which is a plus 125, I'm going to take him for 2 points. I think he might get a goal and an assist in their matchup at home tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. I think Florida gets it done at home. So that's plus 165 if Marchand gets 2 points on the ice tonight for Florida. And of course, Brad, we're approaching the holidays. That means it's gift giving time, shall we? A nice NHL gift. The goal in the first 10. You guys know how much I love these numbers. And now we are finally seeing some stats for 2025. Now that all these teams have played enough games, we're starting to see some tendencies. So two-legger that comes out to be a plus 164 over at DraftKings. I need a goal in the first 10 between Carolina and the Boston Bruins there in Beantown. And I need a goal in the first 10 on the left coast. We go to Anaheim in the matchup between Utah and the Ducks. If we get a goal in the first 10 in each of those games, Utah and Anaheim and Carolina and Boston, that again, plus 164 over at DraftKings. I'm going light in the bonus time here, Brad, because I'm relatively certain my voice is going to leave me here shortly. Thanks to, again, thanks to the idiot referees at the Chiefs-Broncos game. And yes, there were some calls against my Broncos as well and in their favor as well. But holy crap, that was bad officiating yesterday. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
I appreciate your sexy raspiness, my friend, and congratulations on the victory. It's well worth blowing out a larynx. All right, so let's go to the team Huevos parlay play on Monday Night Football. I'm not going to give a whole lot of reasons behind it. I think a lot of these explain themselves. You want instant gratification? Ha ha! I try to give you instant gratification. Give me Tyler Lockett, 5+ yards receiving in the first quarter. Catch a damn pass and watch. It'll be for like 3 or 4 yards. I'm going to be really pissed off in the event that does happen. But that's going to be leg numero uno. They give me CeeDee Lamb, 50+ yards for the entire game. Shakur's pass at the standard line right now is at 88.5 and receiving yards, the over under. And again, the shortcoming defensively for Vegas is on the back end. They give me Brock Bowers. All I need is 30+ receiving yards. And again, we know Dallas doesn't defend a soul vertically. So that's it. Tyler Lockett, 5+ yards in the first quarter. Oh, man, that's going to be a sweat. CeeDee Lamb, 50+ receiving yards. Brock Bowers, 30+ receiving yards. Plus 175. Hells to the S. Available there at ESPN Bet. Elsewhere in bonus time. Bonus time. All right, Lundy. College basketball tonight. I got one play. Actually, I have another play. I forgot exactly what it is. It involves your Oregon State Beavers, who are trash. They're not exactly slapping their tails. They're playing a rival game against the Oregon Ducks. So I built a little SGP plus with them and this team, who I would just lay on the standard line as well, or you take them straight up on the money line, whatever creative craftiness that you want to put together for Oregon and Oregon State. I think Oregon should be able to win that game by at least 5 points. And I think the under or the all total will also come through, as that one should be a slog. The Beavers are one of the worst high major offensive teams in college basketball so far here on the young season. Lundy definitely nodding his head in agreement, but I love the Gauchos, man. I would lay the 3.5 against Loyola Marymount. This one played in Santa Barbara. They got Aiden Mahaney. I may remember that name. He was a standout star with the St. Mary's Gales a couple of years ago. Transferred to UConn. Got lost at a shuffle there. Said, I got to go from the right coast back to left coast. Did that and landed with the Gauchos, who I think could be this year's UCSD. I remember San Diego last season. They were covering machines. And I think Santa Barbara could tell a similar story. Marymount is a formidable foe, but again, the home court advantage there, I think they will cover the 3.5, which I will lay, or you build it a money line parlay with a couple other games that you may like. So that's my favorite bet in college basketball tonight, UCSB -3.5 against Marymount. And one more in the National Football League. I mentioned them as a joke, and I'm not joking about this because I actually bet on it. Hopefully, I'll get the last laugh. Kevontae Turpin, I took the over on just 12.5 receiving yards at a -110. He's done this in 5 of his last 7 games. Now, if you look, in the last game that he played, only 19.7% of the snap share in week 9. He only ran 10 routes in that one. But this season, he's lined up in the slot 66.7% of the time. He's averaging 18.3 routes run per game. He's averaging 12.3 yards per catch. So this could be an OCC. Yeah, you know me. A one catch cash. He is numero uno among all wide receivers and average yards of separation per target is tracked there. A player profiler. He'll probably see a lot of chin and coverage. Who's the safety out of the slot? Typically for the Raiders, he's got about a 104.2 passer rating, 60% catch rate to slot wide receivers. So Kevontae Turpin, it could be a one-catch cash, but I think he'll have a couple of grabs could be a little bit of an X factor in this game. I'll take the over 12 and a half receiving yards at a minus 115 juice. If I had any additional plays, make sure you check it out on the spreadsheet, but I've exhausted everything. This game is kind of a snooze fest, to be honest with you. Same with the slate in college basketball. Real quick, I will lay it with Duke tomorrow night against Kansas. Peterson may not play. He's got a hamstring strain for KU, and man, that team has kind of sloughed, especially without their best player, the star freshman. If he is unable to go, and it's looking very doubtful, he is going to be able to suit up. So if he is out for the Jayhawks, I think Duke rolls and covers the 7.5. And I'll take Michigan State plus the 5.5 in the other champion classic game, and that going against Kentucky. They're going to be without one of their star players is University of Kentucky, Big Blue Nation, without Lowe. So they're a different team without him on the floor. So I think the Sparty Party will hang on the glass. Outstanding rebounding team. So is Kentucky. But I think 5.5, too many points. Kentucky may win going away, but I will take the Sparty Party plus the 5.5. And again, both those games on a Tuesday. I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade of Five podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly? Drop us a rating and a review. Also, fade or follow Lundy, as always, on X, where he's always giving it to you there, at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com. Go to betalytics.com and use that promo code JUICE. Again, that's promo code JUICE for 25% off your subscription today. For the horse, Nathaniel Lundy, but joyous Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Stop sucking with your bets, Evans.